sponsor the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 7 after the hour. Doug here with Charlotte. And let's see, who else have we got here? Oh, Rich is here.
Yeah.
And Jennifer is here, and Roberta is here.
Mm-hmm.
Roberta, in New York City, according to the NYPD yesterday, Iranians with ties to the government of Iran have been caught taking surveillance of New York City landmarks.
Ha.
Like Roberta's house.
Yeah. Right.
The director of intelligence analysis, testifying before Congress, says the city may be an ideal target for Iran if tensions escalate.
Duh.
Apparently, this is genius at work here.
Duh.
A number of incidents over the past decade where law enforcement has caught Iranians with government connections videotaping various landmarks like the Brooklyn Bridge.
Hmm. Well, it's because they want to do stuff that, like, people overseas who don't have much access to information would know. Everybody knew the World Trade Towers. Everybody knows
right.
the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes.
You know, people wouldn't know places like Lincoln Center or even
maybe
Times
just
Square
tourists.
Might be iffy.
Maybe they're just
tourists.
I go down and I take video of the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What does that say about me?
If you're not wearing a turban or anything, you know.
Well, you see, this is the thing. Back to what happened in France.
Was that politically incorrect or what?
Yeah, you know what? It's time that we dealt with that. Not that it hasn't been time all along, but this guy in France who they killed this morning.
He's done. You know, he went out the window, guns a-blazing.
Yeah, 24 years old.
Is that a way to go out or what?
Well, I mean, you're glorifying him and you're making fun.
No. Well, it's called suicide by cop, right?
Right, yes, yeah. Exactly.
So if that's the case, what does that say, though, about what is the need everywhere to get these guys? Is this the right way? Is this the only way to deal with them? 24-year-old guy, and again, fits the description of a terrorist to a T, the same as the men who were involved in September 11th. And so my take, I'm glad that after what he did, he got what he got. But it still brings into light this passion that these people have to destroy those who don't agree. And so whether it was for the Palestinians or whatever, all of this stuff that goes on and on and on, do we frustrate ourselves as Americans or as human beings by expecting that people are going to be better than they really are?
No.
Here, somebody yesterday, and I wish I could.
Why wouldn't we want to expect that people are better than they really are? I mean,
I want people to be better, but are we kidding ourselves? And you know, we have people that are.
But your version of better and their version of better are two different betters.
Well, that's it. See,
their version of better is killing 3,000 people.
But yeah. That's such a small minority. Okay, I'm going to be politically correct now. That's a tiny number of people. The vast, vast majority of Iranians or Middle Easterners
sure.
or what have you are great people.
No. When I say
they,
I'm talking about the attackers.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm,
the attackers.
We're not. This isn't about.
And a lot of the attackers
correct.
Are misinformed, if anything.
Well, who are we to say that?
Well, because
we think
they're
they
kept
are.
In isolation.
Maybe they say we're misinformed.
Yeah, they think we're
isolated.
Misinformed.
They're not given information. They're not given access to the world.
They have no education.
They have no education.
Right. But if you look at the people, hold on a second. If you look at the men who were involved in September 11th, they were all very well educated.
Mm-hmm. They were
they
trained.
They were all very well. But beyond being trained to do what they did, they were educated from good families, most of them. They took the cause to heart and so believed in the cause,
mm-hmm.
they were so inculcated, their minds were so washed mm-hmm. with this hatred based on a religious principle that is folly, but yet they say it's the way.
Right, they believe
it. So
right.
who are we to say that they are wrong and we are right, except we in our hearts know
well,
that we are right.
Well, the day is long.
And, yeah.
Well, but so, according to them, so are we.
Well, but we've befouled and besmirched their areas of the world so they think, by our involvement, our oil companies and our big industry and business that goes and basically.
So you go out and kill 3,000 people. That's
so we're
going
to get you back by killing people in the symbols of what your country stands for.
So let's get rid of the oil.
Trade.
Because they're not smart enough to deal their way out of it or just to say, hey, listen, we don't want to sell you this oil anymore or whatever it is.
Because it's another example of people who are so influenced by the same thing that got the Nazis going. And before that, who was it?
You
go before,
you know,
after fascists.
I wonder about that, though, when they're so angry at us for running over their country and everything. The only reason we're there is because you have something there that we need and we want.
It's oil.
And your government is happy to sell us all of it that we will take.
So, and keep them in poverty in the meanwhile.
Right, and it keeps them in poverty. So why aren't they mad at their governments?
Well, they are. That's what April, that's what Arab Spring was about. That's what a lot of the other things.
But coming
now
to attack
as people
us
wake up,
isn't going to.
But they, you see, that doesn't do it because we rationally are acknowledging that there's something to what they say, but their approach to fixing it isn't. What they've decided to do to express their anger and outrage doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But to them, it does because it gets the people who are on top more attention, more power, more control.
Right.
And that's the same thing that we have here. It's the same. It's the human condition. It's what religion is about. It's what corporate influence is about. It's what politics is about. It's pretty much what everything is about. Think about it. Mm-hmm. You don't make fun of the boss's wife and expect to keep your job, right? Because the boss has power over you, even if the wife is ugly and fat. And
not to his face, I mean.
No, well, but, you know.
Behind his back, absolutely.
Yeah. But you see, there are no secrets anymore because people, that stuff gets around. And somebody says, hey, did you hear what the boss says? It's on Facebook, it's on Twitter. And the next thing you know, you're out on the street looking for a job. It's all about power and control. Some people have it by nature. Animals have it. Some animals are stronger and better at survival than others. And so you go around and around with all of this stuff. It just to boil it down to this 24-year-old guy who is a member of Al-Qaeda, and he's killing these people in revenge for Palestinian children. You know what?
Anybody who kills children, I don't care what it is.
I'm sick of it. I mean, the same thing. Okay, so then how do we equate that to what went on in Afghanistan? The soldier now... he says, I don't remember doing this. And the lawyer says, there's no proof he did it. Well, what the hell? Somebody did it. And there are a lot of kids who are dead for no good reason.
Now, does he
other
say,
than they were there.
I'm confused about this guy. Did he say he doesn't remember doing it, or does he say he blacked out for a time spot?
The lawyer says he doesn't remember doing it.
The lawyer says he remembers
so
early
he
part of the day and the late part of the day.
So
he's
not denying
that
he did it. He just can't remember what happened during the day. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. Speaking of people who do things, Tom Hanks has made an apology. You talk about political correct. Jennifer's going to tell us a story in a moment. This is another thing. These kinds of things annoy the you-know-what out of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Can I lighten this up a little bit?
How's that?
A friend of mine just posted on Facebook, nothing prepares you for the day your 18-year-old daughter asks, Mom, what would you say if I got a job at Hooters?
So far, how old is she? 18?
She's got 30 comments, yeah.
And they are? What's the basic
code? I don't know. I just started reading them.
Yeah.
They have great wings.
Right.
Oh, dear God. Giggle,
now,
giggle.
Now, see, if your son got a job, what's the equivalent on the male side?
Chippendales.
All right?
Yeah,
so what would Richie say if his son became
a member? He'd say, go, boy, go.
Thunder from down under.
High five.
Right, yeah, okay.
Well, the problem is most of those guys are gay.
Yeah.
All right. 15 past the hour. Food for thought. Speaking of thinking about things, are you thinking about saving time, saving money, doing the right thing? If you have a small business, or even if you're an individual, would you like to save a lot of time starting right now? No more trips to the post office. You don't have to look for parking. You are using your time wisely. If you go to stamps.com, stamps.com, and get the special deal that I have put together with the folks at stamps.com for you folks who want to save time and money. You buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. It costs you no more than if you went to the post office. Why would you? Get rid of the postage meters. Don't go to the post office again. More and more people are understanding this is easy, quick, and smart. We all know that we want smart people to be around us. So here's the thing. Go right now to stamps.com. Get the special deal by clicking on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Doug, D-O-U-G, for me. And then you get the no-risk trial. You get $110 in free bonuses, including a digital scale and free postage, all because you use my promo code, Doug, D-O-U-G, at stamps.com. Postage meters are a pain. Throw yours away. Start using your own facilities. Cost you no more, and you are just way, way, way ahead of the game with stamps.com.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Hi, so Jen, what's the Tom Hanks story of the
day? Oh my gosh. Well, this has come to light after Tom Hanks narrated that pro-President Barack Obama 17-minute right. campaign video. So then this came out to the Daily Caller is who started all of this. And it's a video taken from the audience at a charity event that Tom Hanks hosted along with Glenn Frey from the Eagles. And one of the parents from the school gets up on stage in blackface, an Afro wig, and a Tarzan costume holding a giant gorilla that was up for auction. And Tom was taken by surprise, you can tell, on the video, but all he did was make a joke about it, saying, ooh, a celebrity in our midst, who would have thought Bill O'Reilly would have joined us? A little offensive, also.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
A little bit. That counts. Yeah, so he apologized for
800-510-8255. What do you think of that gap? 21 after on Good Day.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Listening to it, this version, Kate Smith, recorded on RCA Victor Records on this date in 1939. This version that you're listening to was recorded on this day in March in 1939. Pretty good quality, Richie, for 1939, huh?
I had a nice microphone there.
Yeah. Listen to this. This is such a great song.
One of the most successful immigrants to come into this country in terms of music, Irving Berlin, came to our country in 1918 and so, excuse me, loved it. That's not, I'm just...
Oh, they're choked up over Kate Smith.
I'm finishing a piece of hot cross bun.
Excuse me.
Who eats a hot cross bun?
Hot cross bun.
What are you, Mother
Hubbard?
Anyway,
I'm just finishing my curds and whey.
Kate Smith sang this song on her radio show in November
of
19. All right, so am I going to finish telling the story, or is the story over?
We brought up hot cross buns.
I know I did. All right, so yeah, that's such a great. So I think that ought to be our national anthem. One of the great singers of that era, Kate Smith. It's now 26 after the hour. Okay, I have some singers from our era that have something in common. Your job here, this is the 2020 music/news quiz. What do all of these singers have in common? You ready?
They sing.
All of them. Other than singing.
Oh.
Goodrich. Celine Dion, Keith Urban, John Mayer.
Got it already.
Adele and R. Kelly. What is it that they all have?
They have sex tapes.
In common. 800-510. You sound so silly. 800-510-8255. Keith Urban, R. Kelly, John Mayer, Adele, and Celine Dion all have something in common other than the fact that they are high-profile crooners, Richie. All right?
And have sex tapes.
Is it? No, I don't know. Maybe they do, but that's not the answer to the question on my family-oriented Doug Stephan Good Day program. All right? What do they have in common for a swell prize? Adele, Keith Urban, Celine Dion, R. Kelly, John Mayer, 800-510-8255. Tim Tebow thing and what's going on in New Orleans. I don't know that I understand what's going on with
New
the
Orleans
Saints.
Had a bounty for taking out
right.
opposing
this is what we
players
about this last week.
Yeah, their head coach Sean Payton
fired,
was
right?
Suspended by the league for a year, and Greg Williams, their former defensive coordinator, banished from the league indefinitely.
Really?
Yeah.
And Tim Tebow
is now
with
the Jets. Yes, he got traded to the Jets for three picks.
The people in New York love it. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Go to sportsauthority.com and get your family geared up head to toe for sports indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear. SportsAuthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. SportsAuthority.com. All things sporting good.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Hello, and how do you do? I'm looking at Charlotte Ann Steffen, who's just finished some eggs, and she's looking very satisfied with herself.
Is she also eating hot cross buns?
No, I think that we kept those.
You're eating hot cross buns, and Charlotte is eating eggs. What is wrong with this picture?
Yeah.
What is wrong with this picture?
Supposed to feed her hot cross buns?
Because he doesn't eat eggs. That's why.
I don't like eggs much. We have a question before us. As the members of the Board of Directors of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, may I introduce to you Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Charlotte, who's actually in charge, just nobody acknowledges that. The singers that I enumerated, Adele, John Mayer, R. Kelly, Keith Urban, Celine Dion. Yes, they are all singers. Yes, they all are accomplished professionals. What else do they have in common? Here's Earl calling Good Day at 800-510-8255. Earl, good day to you, sir.
Good day, sir. How are you doing?
Well, thank you for asking. Where are you?
I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina.
All right, what do you expect? I'm
so
headed
pretty
to
there.
Asheville. I'll be in Asheville, North Carolina tomorrow. What sort of weather can I expect there?
Well, down here on the East Coast, we are looking at 77 degrees today.
Nice. It'll be snowing when Doug drives through. Be careful, because he's taking bad weather with him.
I'm bringing the whole snowstorm, everything coming with me.
Hey, Earl, have you ever been to Poplar Grove, the plantation there outside of Wilmington?
Yes, I have.
That's so fun. That's my grandmother's family. Isn't that exciting? So you can go visit my ancestors there.
Oh, the next time I go there, I'll mention your name. Maybe I get a discount.
Yeah, there you should. No, probably not.
There you go. All right. So, Earl, before you get your discount, don't count your chickens before they hatch. You got to answer the question correctly. What do all of those singers that I've named have in common?
They was all radio DJs.
All radio DJs.
It's a great, great
interesting.
And they may have been. We don't know.
Yeah. No, they weren't. No. Adele wasn't, and neither was Celine Dion. I don't know about Keith Urban. R. Kelly may have been, in fact.
I cannot see Celine Dion spinning the hits.
Star, you know, right.
Oh, no, she'd do traffic, since she beats your chest all the time. She's in her own helicopter.
Platters that matter. All right, thanks, Earl, for the shot. Appreciate you listening down there. Here's Ann next on Good Day. Hi, Ann.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, ma'am. How are you doing?
Very good.
And where might you be this wonderful Thursday morning?
In the high mountain desert of El Paso, Texas.
El Paso. I was there, was it yesterday or the day before? And I brought the bad weather with me.
Whatever
you noticed
day
that,
it was
right?
Snowing. That was when Doug was there.
We had rain, snow, sleet, and thunder.
Yeah, I drove through. It was wonderful.
As we call it, Doug Steffen.
Yeah, so the Doug weather machine.
Doug is the weather.
Yes. All right, so tell me what the five singers I named have in common.
I'm going to guess that they were all immigrants to the United States.
All immigrants. Isn't that interesting? Let's see. I don't know. Celine Dion is a Canadian.
Keith Urban's
a
Aussie.
Yeah. Adele's English.
Right. Yeah. R. Kelly's American.
R. Kelly. John Mayer's American-born. Yeah,
right.
He's
okay.
Somewhere up in
good guess, Anne, but not quite as accurate as we need it to be. All
yeah,
right?
That's very correct. Yeah.
Nice to speak with you. 800-510-8255. Lori, up next here on Good Day. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
Well, and you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Where do we find you this wonderful day?
I am in St. Augustine, Florida.
St. Augustine. Now, it must be probably over the same high 70s, low 80s there?
It says in my car it's 72 right now.
All right, so that's good. And where are you on your way to? Where are you driving to?
I am on my way to go into Publix to do my morning shopping.
Aha, good for you. Well, leave an extra buck there for me. Publix is good supermarket chain located in the
Southeast. What's number one on the grocery list this morning, Ann? Or Lori, I'm sorry.
Lori, yes. What's the number one most important thing you're going to buy at the grocery store?
I haven't looked at the coupon yet. I don't know yet.
Ah. Don't buy too many snacks, though. We've become a nation of over-snackers, not too many snacks.
Lots of chicken and fish.
There you go.
Chicken you probably ought to stay away from, but maybe the fish. If you knew how the chicken, well, never mind. I don't want to go into that because it makes everybody sick when I go through it. So what do Adele and John Mayer and Keith Urban and R. Kelly and Celine Dion have in common?
They all had vocal cord surgery.
Adele had hemorrhaged vocal cords. John Mayer had growths in his throat. R. Kelly had an abscess on his tonsil. Keith Urban had a polyp on his vocal cord, and Celine Dion had weakness in her right vocal cord.
I think I'd rather hear about the chicken. Ugh.
So anyway, they all have dealt seriously and safely and well with their problems so that they are now back in good stead. But apparently, especially with Adele, it was a very serious problem for a young person. And I've always been told by those who I know that are good singers that if you misuse your instrument, i.e. your voice, your throat, your vocal cords, it'll really hurt. And it must be that Adele, who has a powerful voice, maybe he's never been taught how to sing
professionally. Well, if you have to warm up, the thing is, if you go out and belt, that's what causes all those polyps, and you need to, you have to go through warm-up exercises like stretching.
Yep, right. All right, good job, Lori. We're going to give you a nice Doug Steffen prize. Appreciate your listening. Hold on there just a second, and we'll get at it. Jennifer, update on Facebook, and I'm looking actually at some of the Doug Steffen, doug@dougsteffen.com is my email address. A lot of people are weighing in on the story of Rush Limbaugh, and I haven't paid much attention to this. People are generally defending his right to say what he wants. Let's see here. Pam says, no one has the right to be slanderous, defamatory, and rude. Let's see. Ted says, I remember when the Dixie Chicks called George Bush a slut and a prostitute and how radio personalities rallied around her.
That's true.
Let's see here. Here's Dale, who says, I was a big fan of Rush in the early days. I actually stole many of his core things. This must be a radio guy. But right now, in the case of Rush...
for a burglar.
Right. He thinks that it's time for people to lighten up a little bit and poke fun at Rush. Rush is taking himself way too seriously. That may be. But the thing... I wish I could tell you, from a business point of view, things were calming down. But they still, I talked about, was it yesterday or the day before, Richie, when I was just sort of, I was excreting annoyance at the way that, I mean, I am not doing a show that has anything to do with the popular controversial shows on either side. And it turns out, apparently, I said something which somebody took exception to. Only because they don't want to see this go any further. But I said, you know, if you're going to take this well-organized group or a well-organized group is going to take out after Limbaugh and Ingram and Hannity and Levin and Michael Savage or whoever, then why isn't somebody doing it on the other side? Turns out, apparently, it has been started, and the target is Ed Schultz. And so his advertisers are being targeted by people. He's on at the same time that Limbaugh is, and apparently listeners at that time want to take a shot at him. And so, but what is accomplished by all of this? At the end of the day, what is? Do you really understand, any of you that have done any of this protesting, what you're really doing? You can say what you will, but if you are, and I say this not advisedly, if you're a good American, you disagree vehemently with Rush Limbaugh, and you make yourself known, you use every tool that you have at your disposal, like all of the social media, and you really go for him. But going after the advertisers, what you don't know is that if you think there's any value to this medium and to this format, then killing the advertising support for any or all of it by going after what essentially has become, at least in some advertising agencies, some of the circle, is all of the spoken word formats, whether it's news radio, whether it's issue-oriented political talk radio, whether it's shows like mine that deal with all kinds of issues and mostly have fun personality radio. All that stuff is jeopardized by what is a well-intentioned effort to get attention onto something that you don't like, and you have every right to do that, but you don't understand the end game that you're playing. And I think that's, I mean, you think you want to get rid of Limbaugh. You're not going to. You're not going to get rid of any of these people because they can go someplace else, but they aren't going to even go someplace else. They're going to stay where they are because they have an audience, and they ought to stay where they are if they have an audience. Like, I resented the ever-living you-know-what out of Howard Stern basically getting run off the radio because some people at the FCC or some of these bozo groups that claim to be protecting and sanctifying the airwaves because they belong to America. There are 14 million people who are taxpayers who are listening to Howard Stern. Why don't they have a right to listen to what they want to? Nobody's telling you to listen to it. Same thing is true of Limbaugh or Hannity or Schultz or what's-her-face, why can I never share, Stephanie...
Miller,
thank you. Mm-hmm. They have an audience. This is a free country. They can find an audience. Yeah, you may want to go after their advertisers, but you're ruining what is the core of our country, and that is based on what people say and think. We have freedom. And it isn't freedom to be right. It isn't freedom to be smart. It's freedom to be dumb, freedom to be ignorant, freedom to be whatever it is that you are. If you're a dummy, you should have every bit as much right to be heard as somebody who's not a dummy. And so what in the world are we creating here? Do you realize what you are trying, what the unintended beware, the unintended consequence of stuff like this? Because you're being manipulated and used by people who have a political agenda, who want to get rid of one side or the other for their own gain. And if you don't realize that in this era of complete control, there are these people who want to control everything that there is that comes out of the media, comes out of politicians, and it is very sick and very demented and very wrong. So hopefully that message is going to ring true with more and more people. I'm all for boycotts. I'm all for expressions of concern and angst. But when you do it and don't understand what the end result is, I don't think most of you want to have this conversational format go away. You maybe like to have it modified so that it sounds more like what you want to listen to. Hey, there are plenty of things you want to listen to. Go listen to them and leave the people who want to listen to the other people alone. It's none of your business. All right, have I said my piece? I guess I have. As much of a point as I can make. Hey, Jennifer, what? Oh, it's Roberta.
What did you say? I guess so, boss.
Thank you. Hey, Roberta.
Yes, dear.
Meryl Streep lives in Connecticut.
Yeah, love her.
And
she's a funny lady. Oh, my gosh, is she funny.
She doesn't get along particularly well with her neighbors.
Really?
Jennifer has a story about her and the fussing and fighting going on with her neighbors, and we'll talk about that in a second. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
This spring marks the 10th anniversary of Cheerios Spoonfuls of Stories program, which puts more than 6 million bilingual children's books free inside specially marked cereal boxes. In celebration, Cheerios is launching breakfast and a book readings in cities across the country to highlight the importance of providing kids with access to books. Actress and mom Jenny Garth will lead a kickoff event in Los Angeles to encourage parents and kids to read together.
As a mother of three daughters, I know how important it is to take time to read to our children on a daily basis. That's why I'm thrilled to join the Cheerios Spoonfuls of Stories program, which provides millions of families with access to wonderful children's books and encourages families to read together.
Cheerios will also make a $300,000 donation to First Book, a literacy nonprofit, and provide 5,000 children's books to 10 First Book chapters nationwide. For more information about Cheerios Spoonfuls of Stories or its work with First Book, please visit spoonfulsofstories.com. I'm John Dritten.
Hi, John. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you. Nice to meet you. Before we get off of the rush thing, even the City Council of Los Angeles yesterday, Jennifer, you were in Denver, so you may not know this, voted 13-2. The L.A. City Council votes 13-2 to ask radio and television stations to, quote, do everything in your power to ensure that on-air hosts do not use and promote racist and sexist slurs over the public airwaves.
We had somebody call in during the break, and she said, remember, this isn't just an idiot being an idiot. This is sexism, and it's sexual abuse.
Well, but they have a right to do that.
They have a right to sexually abuse a woman on the radio?
No, I guess that is true. It's sexual harassment.
It is sexual harassment.
I think you got to work at that.
Could be.
But the L.A. City Council getting involved in this, I find that a little unpalatable, frankly. I don't condone what Limbaugh says.
When the government gets involved, it's always scary. And that was my thing from the get-go. As soon as the president came out and said, I support this woman...
Well,
I said
political.
I said, uh-oh, man, this is getting into political war with the media now, and this is bad.
Yeah. Well, it is, because
so when
mobs.
You have city council getting involved in it,
too. It's mob thinking.
It's
mob. You're outraged?
If you want to bring up sexual harassment charges, then charge them.
Call Gloria Allred.
No, that's fine.
See what she's doing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
See what she's doing. Call Gloria Allred.
Call Gloria Allred.
You're
all right. So Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Apparently, he's not getting along with her neighbors particularly well. What's that story, Jen?
She lives in Salisbury, Connecticut, and I guess everybody around her has started calling her the nasty lady. And they said that you see her, you know, looking all nice and funny on the Academy Awards, but she doesn't even want to know your name if she lives in the same town with you. And so this one woman who didn't want to be identified said that she went to a grammar school with Meryl's daughter, Grace, and everybody thought it was really cool that her mom was famous. And I guess Meryl came to pick up Grace at school one day, and she wouldn't even talk to the other moms, and when someone tried to talk to her, she would snap at them, and just very snippy, I guess. She also has this big multi-million-dollar property in the area, and she angered everybody when she shut down a road in the middle of town to rebuild
the
dam.
She didn't shut it down.
Well, she's rebuilding a dam in front of her house.
Yeah, but the town, I mean, how silly is that?
I don't know. I don't know. They said she only wants mail coming to her married name.
51 past the hour.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We have 53 minutes after the hour now. Yes, sounds like the, when I was working in Cincinnati, there were some guys called the Country Gentlemen, who were country singers. They were great, 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 great. This sounds like something they'd be doing. Actually, it's in fact, Reese, say it again, Doug, Reese Witherspoon from the movie Walk the Line. Her birthday is today, Jukebox Blues. She's pregnant, Jennifer, right? Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, pregnant with her third child. And I think she must be a little ways along. I think she's got to be 3 or 4 months in.
30. Very likable character. That movie that was out, This Means War or whatever it was, that was out a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very likable character she usually plays. Would you agree with that, Chuck Curry, that she's mostly in likable roles?
Yes, she is. She's very talented. And that film escalated her status in the business very high. And also her bank account. Also a bank account. She probably got about, I don't know, $17, $18 million of film after that movie.
Really? So, yeah. And this is the one that she was in with Joaquin, not Joaquin Phoenix, but Phoenix, but
Joaquin. Yeah.
Was it Joaquin? Okay. He played Johnny Cash. All right, so that's the story of that movie. We're going to celebrate the birthday of another one of our favorite actors with sound from one movie, three clips. This is from a series of movies, and that's what makes it interesting to see if you can identify which movie it is in the series. 800-510-8255. We get started with the first audio from today's movie in question.
Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most human.
I see. Now, this one I know.
Finally.
This one I absolutely know.
800-510-8255. Okay, so that's clip number one. Identify you got to give me the right title, though, of the movie from the series.
There's how many of these?
Five or six.
Chucker, were there six? I thought there were more than that.
I think six.
Yeah. Six. All right, next one. Richie.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Message, Spock?
None that I'm conscious of. Except, of course, happy birthday.
surely the best of times.
And it is.
800-510-8255. All right, this may be the gimme if you don't already have it.
The last one wasn't.
You're still alive, my old friend. Still old friend. You managed to kill just about everyone else, but like a poor marksman, you keep missing the target.
The rich Corinthian leather.
800-510. That is the movie. That's right. 800-510-8255. All right. So we'll get that. You'll call us. Chuck has got movie news for us in a moment on Good Day.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, Chucker, I see Jennifer Lawrence from Hunger Games has spent $30,000 on her hair. Did you see that? Yeah, they had to get wigs. Yeah, for whatever it was that she was doing. I don't know. What the heck do you do for $30,000, I guess it'd be a good
question. Well, speaking of Hunger Games, it opens today at, midnight, also 3 p.m. shows. Opens to 91% positive reviews. Good, that's good news for Lionsgate, who expect a massive opening weekend. Other news, Universal Pictures has hired director Brent Ratner of Rush Hour fame to helm the sequel to the 1988 hit comedy Midnight Run, which starred, of course, Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin. Robert De Niro will be back. Charles Grodin is a Navy. He hasn't acted in quite some time.
That was great. That was a great, great
movie. It was a great movie, but it was also 24 years ago. Financially, does it make sense?
Yes.
I mean, I'd see it, but will today's audience, even really care? And the sequel to Liam Neeson's hit thriller Taken was completed a few weeks ago. It'll be out at the end of the year.
All right, Meg, what's the name of the movie?
It's The Wrath of Khan with William Shatner.